Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much again for coming in and for listening to all of the different videos I've been doing. And again, I have Jamila on this call with me today, and we're going to talk about dating in INFJ. And I know all of you have been getting a lot of value out of these conversations. I know you've messaged me particularly privately and also like on the comments, so I know that this is actually helpful. So I'm really grateful that Jamila is doing this. I know she's busy, and actually this is like really late for her right now, so looking at how fresh she is, I'm like so yeah, thank you, Jamila. Thank you for coming and doing and having this conversation with me and being so open and sharing your experiences with us. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, you're welcome, of course, but because I think if I talk it out, maybe it'll make more sense, or someone will jump in and make it make sense for me, because this has been a really weird journey. Like I can honestly say, now I have not dated a ton of people, but I can honestly say this is very, very, very unique experience. Yeah. And I mean, even like, and I think, like I said at the very beginning, the pandemic is what made this work, because I don't know if I would be sitting here, you know, and we had that freedom of movement, and he's still moving as slowly as he's moving right now, you know? I don't know if I would get it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I would really be sitting still to understand it. So, but here we are.
Awesome.
Here we are.
And it was kind of funny because last week I did a video about romantic, how we're like hopeless romantics and quite embarrassed about it, actually, like really deeply ashamed of the fact that we're like this, because you know we want to think that we're practical, pragmatic people. We want to be like, no, I know I'm a cynic, I don't care about anything, you know, no one can make me do anything. But then we fall in love with someone, and we're like, oh, I want to do this for them, and I'm going to do this for them when this happens, and then this and this. And we plan all of it out in our heads, and we do it, actually. And you said you had an experience with that you wanted to talk about.
Okay. So here we are. We're coming up on like 18 months, you know, that we've known each other. And now all along the way, you know, he's done little nice things for me, you know.
Yeah.
But this is the first time he has sent me an outright gift. Like, it wasn't like, I know, right? So it wasn't like, you know, like if I order some stuff, or because he's a vendor, you know, if I order some stuff and he'll maybe slip a little extra in, or maybe not charge me full price. This was a straight up gift. And it was all this secrecy around it. And it was, you know, like this whole, I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I'm not going to tell you. he was, you know, he's like, because I was just like, are you sending me something? He's like, maybe. I'm like, okay. so like, he's really excited. excited. He was so excited. And I mean, it's like 2 days. He can keep a secret. I will give it to him. He can keep a secret. But yeah, for 2 days, he's all like, you know, and I think whenever he mailed it, he was tracking it. He's like, it's almost in your city. Okay, it's in your city. You should be getting it on Monday. So like, he's giving me the play-by-play. He is so excited. So finally, I get it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, one of the pairs of earrings, but like, it's like 13, 14 pairs of the most beautiful earrings, multiple sunglasses. And they were significant because like, I like the color purple. So a lot of them had purple tint. A lot of them had really unique designs on them, stuff that he knows that I like. So basically it's not just like he threw junk in a box. Like he was like really considerate. So he did all of this. And guess where he is? In a cave, somewhere underground. I don't know. He's disappeared on me. I'm like, I thought we were making progress. And I guess we are. Technically, we are making progress, but now he has seriously disappeared. Like he reacted. I made a blind react video just to let him know how much I appreciated it. And he laughed at the video. He loved the video and then immediately went underground. It was, I'm like, where'd he go? You know, cause I'm just texting away and I'm not getting any response. And I'm like, wait a minute. did you die? I mean, like what happened? You know? And that was Monday. Mm-hmm. He resurfaced for half a second on Wednesday, said like one thing, and then like went back underground. Like I have not heard from him since Wednesday. And here it's Friday evening. Well, Friday night, getting ready to be Saturday. So we're in a weird space. Like, I don't know what this is. And I know you were kind of saying, well, maybe he's embarrassed. Maybe he's...
Yes.
I don't know. Cause I remember from your video, it's like, okay, being a hopeless romantic and then like kind of denying it. So when I was saying to him, I love this stuff. I love all that you're real. He's like, well, you know, I was just getting rid of some things. I'm like, no, you weren't. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. And mailing them a whole state away. No, you weren't.
No. And then he picked the colors that you like and like the designs. That you like, of course, like he wasn't just getting rid of stuff. Of course he was not. Come on.
Like, come on. The stuff. I mean, what do you want? I'm smiling. I'm happy. It's great. So,
it's so funny because, like, I can't even imagine what's going on in his head right now. Also, because, like, not only is he, as you've told me, he's like a big guy and he's like African American and he's a veteran. So, like, he has to be tough and, you know, he has to play his role. Exactly. And on top of that, he's an INFJ and INFJs have to be really, like, tough person. Like, no one can bother me. I'm untouchable kind of thing. And on top of that, he's an INFJ. So, like, everything kind of combined together. I can imagine he's, like, hiding in a corner thinking, oh, my God, what did I do? Like, his persona and what he's done is completely not in sync with each other right now. So he's probably like, all right, I need to be manly now. I need to, like, kind of, like, come back to my real self, which is not true. Because that's the only thing I can think of. Like, he did all of this obviously because he wanted to show you that you're special. You know, that's why we do these things for the person that we care about. It's not because we're like, oh, we have so much time to waste. Obviously, he has a billion other things to do, especially since he told me he's going through a lot. And so he took the time to take your address, to mail something, to go out and do all of this stuff because he wants to show you that he really cares about you, you know. But of course, as soon as that happens, you're like, yes, I understand that you care about me. It's like, okay, now I'm going to run away and hide because I'm scared. it's like ridiculous, really. Like, it's so funny because if it's an INFJ listen, they're like, yeah, of course he's going to run away. They're going to be like, yeah, I would do the same. When I heard it, I was like, yeah, I think I would have done the same.
Yeah. But as the non-INFJ, this doesn't make any sense because with the other 99% of the population, when you give someone a gift, you're standing right behind the gift, like you're making a declaration of whatever it is you want to do next, and then you're moving forward. And so if there's any kind of separation or gap, it's like, okay, we're preparing for the next date. Like you know, something has been established. So like if I give you a gift, and I'm like, you know, yeah, I really want to date you. Hey, let's plan for Saturday. So yeah, so if you don't hear from me until Friday evening, that's okay, because we have a plan.
Yes,
but
yes.
Give a gift and then run? I've never seen that before. By the time I look up from the gift, you've disappeared. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I feel like you were like, all right, I feel like we have a cadence building now. I know kind of what you're all about, and I understand you a little bit. And then the INFJ is like, hey, you don't understand me. I'm just going to throw a grenade into this whole thing, and you're going to have no idea what's going on.
And yeah, exactly, but you know what? Yeah, now I will say, yes, this is uncharted territory. I'm not... Like, I don't know how to make him feel better about how he feels. Like, I don't know what I could say or do to be like, no, it's really cool. Take me. It's really okay. But at least because it's been this length of time, because it's been the 18 months, I'm not in that space of, he left. He's not going to come back. You know, like, I'm not in that frantic space anymore. So it's like, I know he's going to come back. It's just kind of like... All right. It's like, here we go again. Oh, okay. So what does this mean? What's the next move? So now we're totally in this, because this is not the typical go underground for a couple of days and then restart a conversation. Because I can imagine he's like, what do I say? And I'm like, hello, how you doing? You know, I mean, like, we're still the same people. I just have extra earrings now. We're still the same people. We still talk about the same stuff. We still make the same jokes. We're still the same people, but I don't know.
But he's made himself extremely vulnerable right now to you and to this whole relationship, because in this moment in time, you know exactly how he feels. And there's a huge possibility in our minds that you could hurt him. Using that information. Yeah. Not that you ever would. Of course you wouldn't. Like, I know the kind of person you are. And he knows the person you are as well. So he's not, that's why he messaged you briefly on Wednesday. But really in our minds, in our hearts, especially because you told me he's been hurt many times by women before. Especially, I'm sure he's done things like this for them, and like perhaps they didn't, you know, I don't know what happened in the past for him. But like,
well,
it
I mean, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that if he did it exactly like this, giving a gift and then disappearing for 5 days, people would be irate. You know, I can imagine, you know, phone messages and text messages of, where the heck are you? So you're just going to run away? You know, like, you know, all these accusations, and then people get angry or fed up and they're like, you know what, you know, forget you, you know? And when, for him, he was, you know, finally at that stage of getting ready to turn a corner, whatever corner he's getting ready to turn. So, so I thought about that at the beginning, that at some point, as he is really starting to come to terms with his feelings or wanting to show his feelings, at some point he's going to go through that vulnerable moment of, should I, shouldn't I? Oh snap, I'm out here now. So I kind of knew that was coming. So that's why I'm like only mildly frustrated. Like, how do I help you get over that? Like, which I know I can't. He just has to walk through it himself. But I knew it would come. I knew it would come, which is why I'm not blowing up his phone saying, where are you?
But this is like, you said like you just got to 18 months. And so this is a huge step, I think, also, because it's like I would say it's a huge milestone for him and for you, like, to reach, especially considering you have, you know, it's a pandemic and like you really like each other. And of course you really like each other because it's very apparent. And for him as well, I'm saying, I know you like him, but I'm like, even for him, it's very apparent. And so, like, of course, like, it's like him doing it at this time also, I thought was really poignant. I was like, wow, he's actually really putting himself out there, like giving you a like an outright gift where he like shows his excitement, because it's very easy for us to be like, oh, I'm just sending you something, no big deal, you know, kind of thing, like, but no, he was actually showing his excitement to you. It's like actually really showing, like, wow, I'm really excited about this. I want you to get this gift and be happy about it, and I'm sending it to you because I care about you. And so a lot of things that he's done actually surprised me, because he has been putting himself out there and like really showing you, in my perspective, that he really cares. And I know you see that too. But it's so difficult, right? Like being in an INFJ's head, you can't imagine how dark and ominous it's in here. But yeah, a lot of time just in this cave. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, I think, so the only thing I know to do as this non-INFJ, the only thing I know to do is to give the space to not jump to conclusions and just kind of stay calm and level and wait until he says something or does something, you know, just to kind of demonstrate that, you know, it's fine. This is still a safe space. You know, so even though this is really weird, this is still a safe space. So, you know, and of course, like I said, always I have my life. I have a million things that I do. So I've got plenty going on. It's more the curiosity of, okay, what are you thinking? Like, what's next? Versus, oh my gosh, he hasn't texted me. Oh my gosh. You know, it's just, I'm just kind of like, I want to know what the next thing is just because me. I want to know. So it's not frantic.
I really love that you're able to maintain your peace and calm and serenity, even despite all the stuff that's going on. Well, the stuff that is going on. Because I feel like that's also like that kind of puts you apart from all the other non-INFJs that might be dating INFJs, because you have so much experience with the ups and downs that you're at this point, you're like, I know that like we're due for it, so it's great, it's happening, I know what to deal with it, I'm just gonna do my own thing and eventually you'll come back. And I think that's really the key. I am constantly telling people, I'm constantly, like literally, this is my job, like my side job now, because people message me all the time saying, hey, my INFJ, she disappeared or he disappeared, I don't know what to do. And I'm constantly, it's the same thing. I could just copy and paste my answer. I don't. But I could literally copy and paste my answer because it's like, just be calm. Just be patient. Just give them space. They'll come back. They'll come back. They'll come back. And they're like, are you sure? Are you sure they're going to come back? I don't want to waste my time. And I'm like, no, well, if you're worried about wasting your time, then go and have fun and do other things. But don't wait for them. But like, they will come back. I mean, they will come back. Especially if I know a bit of their story.
Yeah, but I know, I understand that non-INFJ insecurity, because it's like, especially when it comes to romantic relationships, and I think on both sides of the fence, we feel the same way, maybe for different reasons. INFJs don't like the vulnerability because you're not sure if you're going to get hurt, and we don't like the lack of communication because we don't know if we're interpreting you correctly. So both parties, nobody wants to get hurt. And so both parties are kind of in this timid place of, okay, so he went away. So like, is he ghosting me? Should I not look desperate and go my own way? Should I stand here and potentially look desperate and stupid waiting for someone who was trying to give me this big hint that he doesn't want to be with me, you know? You know, so that's the question mark that goes through non-INFJ's head of, you know, we don't want to look foolish, we don't want to look desperate. So we're in a vulnerable spot as well. You know, and so you trying to stay calm in the middle of that. I think it depends on how long or how well you've interacted with your INFJ, because like with Boo, we interact every few days. So like I've got 18 months of conversation and interactions. Yeah. And I think like I told you in a message, he's at a place where I'm included in his inner circle. So like when his father passed away, he told me within hours of his dad passing. When he had his new granddaughter, he sent me the picture as soon as he got the picture. So it's like, you know, so I know that I'm part of his life, you know, and so I have that reassurance of, even though we're in this weird moment, right?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here where he's hiding, but he's not gone, so I have that reassurance because we've really laid a foundation of interaction. So I have that, you know.
But then of course there's lots of people here who don't have that foundation, and perhaps they're wondering like, what should I do if I don't have that foundation? But you, in the beginning, how did you deal with it? Because you have experience with that.
Yeah, in the very beginning, like for every 5 days, I took myself through every time he went into a cave. I'm like, oh my gosh, is he coming back? Because I, you know, I'm trying to make my mind make this make sense.
Of course.
So yes, you will go through those insecurity moments, but then you have to, if they keep coming back, at some point you have to believe that, okay, they're going to come back. Okay, yeah, okay, well, he tends to disappear for 2 or 3 days. It's a hard 2 or 3 days for me, but he comes back, you know?
Yeah.
And you just have to believe it. Because trust me, if you give in to your fear or your insecurity and you start super texting, that's not gonna work. he'll just pull back even further, like psycho lady, you know?
Yes, yes.
You definitely cannot super start calling all the time, or then trying to make these demands of, yeah, you didn't talk to me for 4 days, I need you to talk to me more often. Because if you try to force that, then you're not going to get the best of that person, and then two, they're going to resent you because you're forcing them to be something they're not, to accommodate a person they barely know. Haven't even decided if they want to even interact with you regularly, and now you're coming off all psychotic. So I mean, I'm just saying.
Yes.
So at the beginning, you really have to kind of sit and process internally, like not lash out or not jump out and like demand an answer, but just really try to observe the process. Try to observe the process as much as possible. It is hard. It's very hard. And I can see why people give up after a few weeks, because it is very erratic. It's jarring. It's difficult because no one else acts like this. Nobody else acts like this. So you don't have anything to go on. You don't have any other experience to go on, you know, with someone acting like, and you feel stupid, but just ride it out, you know, try to kind of get the rhythm of things and mm-hmm. it'll make sense, you know, mm-hmm. because one that,
go on.
Oh no, I was going to say, because the one who doesn't want to come back, they just don't come back. Like
true.
The first INFJ that I was interacting with, when he decided to door slam me, I mean, there was nothing I could say or do. He did not respond to me anymore. Text messages, phone calls, audio messages, mm-hmm. no, absolutely no response. So it was up to me to catch the hint and be like, okay, he's not going to respond. So it's not even a cat and mouse game with INFJs. It's if they're not going to talk to you anymore, they stop on their mm-hmm. side, no matter what you do. It's mm-hmm. over. It's done.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. there's no miscommunication there.
I think you constantly, and I also constantly think about the person who said that they are dating or married to a person for 13 years or something like that, mm-hmm. and they still don't know if they, the non-INFJ doesn't know if the INFJ likes them or not. And like, it's kind of funny, but kind of sad, because you're like, oh my gosh, like, am I going to live with this insecurity for the rest of my life? But I think it's just kind of how you take it, right? It's kind of like, and I'm sure you have something to say about it, but I look at it as like, you know, these people think that it's worth it to be with this INFJ, just like you think that all of this stuff that you're doing for this boo of yours is definitely worth it, right? I mean,
yes.
That's how you're going by all this.
Yes. Yes. I think so. So when I told you that I could empathize with that guy who'd been married for 13 years and he's still not quite sure, it's the question mark. It's because you guys don't verbalize anything. Everything with you guys is nonverbal. Like mm-hmm. everything with an INFJ is action oriented. Like he has not said, you know, I like you X, Y, and Z. He sends a gift. He does these nice things. He, you know what I'm saying? He's constantly available, or he shares information and personal experiences with me. So everything is kind of this nonverbal confirmation, but it's never the statement. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never the,
yes.
I like you, I love you, or whatever. And so what it feels like to not have the verbal part, where everything else in our world is verbal. In a non-INFJ world, everything is verbal. So you're going along in life with this person, and you're never really sure what they think. It's because it's, like I said, it's like being, it's like I'm not fluent in this language. And it's a second language to me. And even if I do get to a good place of being conversational, I'm not a native. So I still think like I think while speaking this other language, and I'm still confused, because I'm like, okay, well, because like I told you, every once in a while I'll say, okay, you know, I'm romantically interested in you, right? Like, I'm romantically interested. Like, I'm not just being your friend. I'm not just this cool pen pal or internet pal. I'm actually interested. Yes. So that he can, because I'm waiting for him to say, oh, oops, that's not what I meant. Or you know, like, I'm waiting for say an something to either let me off the hook or say, yes, I feel the same way. But instead I get, oh yeah, I know. The perfect political answer. The, okay, you know. So. And he just goes on. So I'm like, okay, so he knows. Okay, he knows I'm interested, and he keeps showing back up. So I guess that means he's interested in two, but it's still a question mark.
Yes, of course. In our heads, I'm thinking, definitely he likes you, and there's no question mark in my head. But of course, I can think of it from like a perspective of a non-animal, be like, oh my God, there's only question marks. There's no like non-question.
Yeah, just say it, dude. Just say it. just say it once. Just say it one time. I won't ask again. Just say it once. Just say it once, just so I know where I am. I just want to know where we are.
Yeah.
You know? And I will adjust accordingly. I'll never ask again. You know.
Have you heard the story about the married couple? I'm sure you have. It's like they've been married for 50 years and like the wife and the husband are there sitting. They're around 80 years old and they're sitting on a park bench and the wife says, you know, you've never told me that you love me. I mean, like, I don't even know if you love me or anything. Like, you've never told me and we've been together for 50 years. He's like, what are you talking about? I told you on the day we got married. Would you want me to tell you over and over again? And like, it's literally like, I was reading this with my NFJ and I'm like, oh yeah, she told you once. Like, what do you want from him? Kind of thing.
Yeah. Right? And look, even though I know that up here, I'm not expecting declarations of love every 5 minutes. I'm not expecting that. I just kind of just, okay, like maybe a 6 month check-in, maybe a summary statement. You can even email it to me. You don't even have to say it, you know, just like an update, you know, just kind of let me know where we are in this, you know, just so I don't feel weird. Because I think the other thing with non-INFJs is, of course, like with time, you know, my feelings are invested. And then so my actions are invested as well, like getting him gifts. So like when his father passed away, I got him the digital photo frame because he had a lot of physical pictures of his dad, but they were like old pictures. They were withering. And so I bought him something where he can upload it and then always have those pictures. So even if they deteriorate, he'll still have the pictures, you know? So, but it takes a lot for me to think of stuff like that because I've never tuned in well enough. So I'm like, okay, now look, I'm like burning brain cells, trying to figure out how to be nice to you. This better be worth my time. Not that I wouldn't be nice, but my brand of nice is I'm the aunt that gives money. Like I can't figure out gifts. I don't know what you like unless you tell me specifically, I don't know. So having
to, you know what, I should say, I do want to add, Jamila, that this is like the perfect gift for an INFJ. It's practical. It's something that we can use for a long time to come. And it's something that's like very nostalgic because like we can share our things that we love about the past and without wasting too much space. It's minimalist. Yeah. Like it's like literally the perfect gift for an INFJ. So I'm sure you put a lot of thought into it. And like literally you did a very good job because I am sure he's going to treasure it forever and ever. I love this kind of stuff, you know, things that. Yeah. That like this, but also I do agree with you. Like it's like you've invested a lot of time and effort into this, and you're like, well, I don't know where this is, what's going on. Is it worth it? Where am I? What am I doing with it? It makes absolute sense. Yeah, it makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
By the way, what is your love language? Because I know for INFJs it's quality time.
I think it's action oriented. I think mine is quality time and acts of service. Because I don't think I'm words of affirmation. I'm pretty sure I'm not. Just because that was, even growing up, that really the only way I could really interact with people is if I was doing something for them.
Yeah.
You know, that was easier for me than trying to have a direct conversation. So.
Right. Because I would say that my parents, I mean, I'm not in a relationship right now, but my parents as well, they're always confused by whether I like them or not. They're always like, do you even like us? And I'm like, but how can you think that? I mean, I love you. Like, you're my parent. I mean, I really love you. I'm very close to my family. But my family is always like this. Like, they're so confused. And I've been with them for 37 years. So you can imagine, like, 37 years, I've been I'm doing acts of service all the time. I'm, like, doing little things for them. I'll be sending them messages or I'll send them links or pictures or images. And I'm like, I'm always, like, thinking of them and they're always in my heart.
Yeah.
But I never say it out loud, you know, I love you kind of thing, because it's just not me. It's very difficult. And so for them, even they're confused. And like, this is a 37 year relationship. So I can imagine that an 18 month relationship, like it must be like still very confusing because you're like, I've never heard you say these words and I really just want to hear them, you know?
Yeah. And I think also because, and this is not to minimize how INFJs feel, but you guys find the small things very, very important, right? Mm, yes. So the other 99% of us, we kind of toss away the small things, you know what I mean? Like it takes a lot to focus in on the small things. So when you, cause think about it, when you want to tell someone, non-INFJ, if you want to tell someone that you like love them or something, you're giving this big gift, or you're making this big presentation, or you're doing these big out loud things, you know, that you know, you're skywriting, you're doing all these big things. So the idea of sending a meme or you know, sending funny messages or sharing personal information, you know, the stuff that INFJs value, for us, this is every day. Right. You know, like I get information from people every day on whatever is personal to them. So it's, I think that non-INFJs just don't have that same level of value for the little things. You know, you could just be anywhere and just share a piece of personal information with a stranger and keep walking, you know, versus an INFJ who would do none of that, you know? So the reason why I can pick up on what Boo is doing is that I'm intentionally paying attention to the small things that he does. But in any other situation, like him, like, you know, like notifying a person of a death in your family, that's everyday behavior for a non-INFJ.
Right.
But I know that was a big deal for him to tell me.
Of course, yeah.
To include me in the notifications. That's a big deal.
Right.
So I have to, that's what I'm saying. I constantly have to, you know, I'm bilingual at this point. I'm constantly having to remember, okay, this is how he sees it. You know, so because it's valuable to him, it's valuable to me. And I don't toss it away. And I think, you know, for non-INFJs, that's something that they probably really want to pay attention to, because you INFJs are so quiet with the things that you do. You're just very quiet, you know, and it's like, as a non-INFJ, you really have to slow down and like pay attention and listen. And that might clear up the whole, does this INFJ like me or not?
Yes, very true,
So yeah, because I'm sure for the ones, if you're asking and they're interacting with you, maybe just really pay attention to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like really quiet yourself down and just notice, because INFJs are very, you know, they just slip
under
the
surface.
Room. Yeah.
It's kind of funny to me that you say that, you know, this is everyday behavior, or like everyday information. And I'm like, everyday information? If there was a death in my family, no one would know about it. Like, no one would know about it except for the person I really care about. Like, I've given this example before, but like, my father had a stroke 4 years back, and I actually went to a party the same day because I had promised I would come, and they were really adamant I should go. And so I went to the party. No one knew in that party that I'd just gone through like this huge thing. I was flying home tomorrow. And I'd already packed everything. No one knew. And suddenly this person's like, hey, I see that you're leaving tomorrow. I just told someone randomly, oh, yeah, I have to pack. I'm leaving tomorrow. They're like, why are you leaving? And I'm like, well, you know, my dad had a stroke. And like, what? And like,
exactly.
You came to this party and no one knew. And I'm like, but I wouldn't share if it just was random to people in a party. I would tell it to the person I really, you know, who really matters to me. So it's like not everyday information to us, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But see, but versus non-INFJs, they will just put a whole Facebook blast. My aunt passed away. No, I mean, serious. Someone will call, my aunt such and such passed away, and they get 1,000 condolences. And I'm like, I don't know who aunt such and such is, but yet I'm getting all this information. So like I said, non-INFJs, we just throw information out in the air. It's... I'm not going to say it's not precious, but it's like we're not guarded about who knows what. Certain things, we're not as guarded as INFJs are about who has access to what information. So
yeah, you're very right. No, I love this. I love this. This is perfect. Again, I want to keep this short. I say short.
Yes.
Because I want to make sure people actually listen to the whole thing, because this is like brilliant. So I'm going to stop here. I'm sure we're going to do this again. And also it's late for you. I'm sure you're like, I want to sleep.
Yeah.
But again, I'm really grateful that you shared all these gems of information. I'm so grateful. Like, I get to do this with you. I'm sure you know how valuable this is, but really, literally, it's the most valuable thing for a lot of people who are listening. And for me as well, I learned so much. And like, next time I have a relationship, I know what not to do. maybe. But yeah, again, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Jamila, for coming on. And
you're
really
welcome, of course.
Everyone. Thank you. And I shall see you all next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.